人生有三个最关键的选择。
There are three most important choices in life.
选完了决定你的人生混成什么样子。
Once you choose, you've decided what your life will be like.
这个是硅谷著名的投资人纳瓦尔·拉维坎特最核心的思想。
This is the core idea of the famous Silicon Valley investor Naval Ravikant.
你去看世界上绝大多数很平庸。
You should see that most of the world's mediocre things are
一事无成的人。
A person who has achieved nothing.
一辈子都在重复犯一个错误。
To repeat the same mistake for a lifetime.
就是在小事上斤斤计较。
It's about being overly concerned with trivial matters.
在大事上随随便便。
To be careless in important matters.
比如你会一觉醒来，在床上刷一大堆。
For example, you might wake up one day and find a huge pile of them on your bed.
毫无营养价值的短视频。
Empty, meaningless short videos.
就是不起床。
It's about not getting up.
你会在各个平台为一件衣服。
You will be promoting a single item on multiple platforms.
反复比较。
Repeated comparison.
最后买个打折款。
Finally, buy a discounted one.
你会因为别人对你随随便便的一句评价。
You will be upset because someone makes a casual comment about you.
纠结一整天。
I've been struggling all day.
你会因为一个人回不回。
Will you be sad because someone won't return?
你微信忐忑不安。
You are worried on WeChat.
你会在哪个平台为点个外卖。
Which platform will you use to order takeout?
能省下几块钱，浪费半个小时。
Can save a few dollars and waste half an hour.
但是，对影响你人生命运最关键的三个选择。
However, for the three most important choices that affect your life.
很多人都草率的要死。
Many people die carelessly.
第一。
First.
到底跟谁结婚？
Who to marry?
很多人彩礼差不多就嫁了。
Many people consider a dowry to be a sign of marriage.
长相过得去就娶了。
If you look good enough, you can marry me.
第二。
Second.
在哪个城市奋斗生活？
Where to live and work?
很多人离家近点就行。
Many people prefer to live closer to home.
也有人有个熟人。
Some people have a familiar.
有个朋友。
A friend.
有个亲戚在那里就去了。
A relative went there.
第三。
Third.
选择一个什么样的工作。
Choose a job that.
多少人是看工资。
How many people are looking at salary?
差不多就可以，稳定就好。
That's pretty much stable.
最后是混吃等死。
Finally, it was a matter of eating and waiting to die.
多少人花在网上买哪件衣服的时间都超过对以上三个问题的慎重思考。
Many people spend more than a few minutes carefully considering the above three questions before buying a piece of clothing online.
而接下来，你的人生大部分的挫败。
And then the rest of your life's frustrations,
焦虑
anxiety,
失望以及不幸福都和以上三个问题的选择密切相关。
Disappointment and unhappiness are closely related to the choice of the above three problems.
为什么你好像比你身边的人更努力，加班更多？
Why do you seem to be working harder and longer hours than your colleagues?
甚至周末都不敢休息。
Even on weekends, they don't dare to rest.
到头来。
In the end,
财富没有增长。
Wealth does not grow.
人脉没有扩展。
Networking is not expanded.
而心情也变得越来越差。
And My mood is getting worse and worse.
一个致命的错误
A fatal mistake
就是在小事上斤斤计较，在大事上
Focusing on trivial matters while neglecting major issues
随随便便，用战术上的勤奋掩盖你战略上的懒惰
Cover your strategic laziness with diligent tactics
你买错了一件衣服
You bought the wrong clothes
代价是无所谓的
The cost is nothing
再买一件就好
Just one more
但是这三个关键问题上
However on these three key issues
你选错了
You're wrong
你要用一生的精力去弥补你当初随便挖下的三个大坑
You need to devote all your energy to fill the three large pits you dug carelessly
而且你有没有发现这三个重大问题的决策的错误的恶果往往不会马上出现
And have you noticed that the negative consequences of making wrong decisions on these three major issues often don't appear immediately
但是你意识到的时候代价已经很大了
But by the time you realize it the cost has already been significant
比如
For example
一个男人选错职业后后悔，干的工作毫无发展空间。
A man regretted his wrong career choice, and his job had no development space.
发现不对的时候，可能已经年纪很大。
When you realize something is wrong, it might be too late.
很难跳槽重来了。
It's hard to switch jobs.
比如一个女人结婚五年后发现婚姻不合适
For example, a woman discovers that her marriage is not suitable after 5 years of marriage
离婚的代价是高昂
The cost of divorce is high
在人生三个关键选择中
In the three key choices in life
第一
First
重要的就是你和谁在一起生活
The important thing is who you live with.
这个事情比你选择工作和在哪个城市生活都更重要。
This is more important than choosing a job and where to live.
你注意观察有一个非常残酷的真相。
You should pay attention to a very cruel truth.
你是你身边最亲近的五个人的平均值。
You are the average of the five people closest to you.
你跟一个怨妇生活在一起。
You live with a bitter woman.
你很快会满腹牢骚。
You will soon be full of complaints.
你跟一个积极向上。
You are a positive and optimistic person.
能够和你一起进步的人生活在一起。
Live with people who can make you better.
你也会不断的提升。
You will also constantly improve.
因为最亲密关系的人
Because the closest people
每天都在影响你的情绪
Every day it affects your mood
思维方式和你的判断力
Thinking style and your judgment
而这三点是决定你人生成败最关键的素质
These three points are the most crucial qualities thatDetermine a person's success.
很多人的底线是被身边的人拉低的。
Many people's bottom line is lowered by those around them.
本来你想冲一把，你最亲近的人说你别折腾了。
You originally wanted to step in and tell your closest person that they shouldn't be so stressed out.
你就真的缩回去了。
You really shrunk.
但是如果你选的人是能帮你分担解除你后顾之忧
However, if the person you choose is someone who can help you relieve your worries and concerns
鼓励你向前跑的那你人生的能量完全不一样
Encourage you to run forward your life's energy will be completely different
很多不幸的家庭都有一个情绪的黑洞
Many unfortunate families have a black hole of emotions.
他要吸干你所有的能量。
He wants to drain all your energy.
满足他自己。
Satisfy himself.
你回家面对他，比你面对领导和竞争对手还要累。
It's more exhausting to face him at home than to face your boss and competitors.
纳瓦尔说的更狠。
That's even more outrageous.
一定要和一个长期主义、积极向上的人在一起。
You must be with a long-term, positive, and optimistic person.
他们不是在陪你走。
They are not accompanying you.
而是在托起你的人生底线。
And to support you in your life.
第二个。
Second.
关键选择问题就是你做什么工作。
The key decision is what job you will do.
很多人一辈子最大的误区就是把工作当成出卖时间。
Many people's biggest mistake in life is to treat work as selling their time.
每天上班。
Every day at work.
下班。
Off work.
领工资，等周末，等放假，等退休，看起来很稳定。
Getting paid, taking weekends off, and retiring all seem very stable.
其实很危险。
Actually, it's very dangerous.
因为你卖的是时间。
Because you are selling time.
而时间是最不值钱的东西。
And time is the most precious thing.
时间根本不是金钱。
Time is not money.
谁都有时间。
Everyone has time.
真正值钱的是能力。
What truly matters is ability.
是作品。
This is a work.
是影响力。
Influence.
是你能不能把自己变成一个有独特价值的人。
Can you become a person with unique value?
用纳瓦尔的话来说。
According to Neville.
就是你要把自己产品化。什么意思？
What does it mean to productize your product?
就是不要只问哪个公司要我。
Don't just ask which company wants me.
而是要问我能解决什么问题。
Instead, I should ask what problems I can solve.
我有什么独特能力。
What are my unique abilities?
我能不能把我的经验、知识。
Can I share my experience and knowledge?
审美表达
Aesthetic expression
技术资源
Technical resources
变成别人需要的东西
Become something that others need
普通人最容易失败的习惯
Habits that ordinary people are most likely to fail
就是永远在找安全感
Always seeking security.
找稳定的工作。
Find a stable job.
找熟人圈子。
Find a circle of acquaintances.
找不费脑子的娱乐。
Easy and fun entertainment.
找不用成长的生活。
Find a life that doesn't require growth.
但是这种想法是最危险的。
However, this idea is the most dangerous.
注定了人生一事无成的悲剧。
A tragedy destined for failure in life.
人生的成功不是要做一次性的豪赌。
Success in life is not about making a one-time big gamble.
而是一种势能的累积。
And it is the accumulation of potential energy.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
比如说你开网约车。
For example, if you drive a taxi,
你拉一个客人挣一份钱，不拉就没有。
If you don't pull a guest, you won't earn a penny.
但是你做内容创作，累积粉丝。
But the content you create accumulates fans.
建立口碑和信任。
Establish reputation and trust.
你就有复利。
You have compound interest.
最终累积起势能，有机会引爆。
The potential energy accumulates and eventually has the opportunity to explode.
你今天做的东西
What you did today.
明天还在被别人看、转发、推荐。
Tomorrow, I will still be seen forward and recommended by others.
还能产生价值。
Can also generate value.
你每一天积累的信任。
The trust you accumulate every day.
十年后会成为你最大的红利。
It will be your biggest advantage in 10 years.
那什么样的工作是最适合你的？
What kind of job is most suitable for you?
就是你投入其中去创造的时候。
When you immerse yourself in the creative process,
你能不能达到一种乐此不疲忘
Can you achieve a state of being so engrossed that you forget everything else?
我的状态，人只有沉浸在其中。
My state is only immersed in it.
才能绽放出所有的创造力。
Only then can you unleash all your creativity.
还有一个很简单的判断。
There is also a very simple way to tell.
就是你问问你自己，这件事情不给你钱。
So you're asking if it's okay for someone else to not give you money.
你是否还十分愿意干？
Are you still willing to work?
如果你乐此不疲
If you enjoy it,
那么恭喜你
Congratulations
你找到了适合你的
You found the right one
就像我自己录制短视频写文案
Like recording my own short videos and writing captions
四年录制了5000多条
4 years, more than 5,000 recordings
卖不卖货
Sell or not sell.
赚不赚钱我无所谓。
I don't care whether I can make money or not.
我还是很喜欢很开心。
I still like it very much and feel happy.
每天乐此不疲的更新。
Daily updates that I look forward to.
人生要筛掉那些纯粹为了钱的选择。
Life should eliminate choices that are purely for money.
因为纯粹为了钱有个问题。
Because purely for money, a question.
本质上是把人生卖给了外部奖励。
Essentially, it is selling one's life to external rewards.
而真正能改变命运的事。
The truly transformative things.
必须是你自己能产生内部的燃料。
You must be able to generate your own fuel internally.
如果一件事情
is something,
只有给钱才愿意干
only by paying can they be willing to do it.
那你大概率干不久也干不深
then you're probably not able to do things well or deeply.
更干不到别人无法替代的程度
achieve results that no one else can replicate.
因为人生真正拉开差距的地方
Because the real gap in life is
往往不在上班的8小时
Often not during the 8 hours of work
而在别人看不见的部分
In the part that others cannot see
别人休息时
When others are resting
你还愿意琢磨别人糊弄时
Would you still like to figure out when someone is lying?
你还愿意打磨别人没反馈时
Would you still like to explore the idea when others haven't provided feedback?
你还愿意坚持别人看不到钱时
Would you still insist on doing things when others can't see the money?
你还愿意积累别人读书
Would you still be willing to accumulate the reading of others?
只读个皮毛
Just look at the surface.
你还要求深入的理解钱
Do you still need a deeper understanding of money?
只能推动你完成任务
Only to help you complete the task
不能推动你穿越长期的枯燥失败
Cannot push you through long-term boredom and failure
误解和低谷真正厉害的人
Misunderstanding and underestimating truly talented people
往往不是不爱钱
It's not always about not loving money
而是在他赚钱之前已经找到了一个比赚钱更深的理由
But before he made money, he had already found a deeper reason.
比如一个写作者。
For example, a writer.
如果只是为了流量写。
If only for traffic.
他很快就会被热点牵着走。
He will soon be led by the trend.
什么活写什么。
What to write.
最后把自己写空。
Empty yourself completely.
但如果他是真的迷恋表达。
But if he really loves expressions,
迷恋
obsession,
把一个复杂的时代讲清楚
to explain a complex era,
迷恋让沉睡的历史重新活起来
obsession brings the sleeping history back to life.
那么即使一开始没有人看
so even if no one sees it at first,
他也会继续写一个人
He will also continue to write about a person.
一旦找到这种事情
Once you find this,
那就很可怕了
That would be terrible.
他不需要天天被打鸡血
He doesn't need to be constantly pumped up.
也不需要别人催促他
He doesn't need to be reminded by anyone.
他会自我驱动
He will be self-motivated.
自我迭代
Self-iteration,
自我成长，时间一长
with the passage of time,
它就会形成复利
he will create compound interest.
而那些只为钱做事的人
and those who only work for money,
一旦短期看不到收益
once short-term gains are not visible,
就会立刻停止
it will immediately stop.
第三个是你要住在哪里生活
And where will you live and live?
你以为你在选择城市
You think you're choosing Chengdu?
不是的
No?
你是在选择你的命运土壤
You are choosing your destiny soil
一线城市谈的是风口杠杆
The key is to leverage the advantages of the first tier cities
认知小县城
Cognitive small towns.
聊的是关系
Talking about relationships.
麻将谁谁家又离婚了
Who's divorcing again in Mahjong?
环境不是背景
Environment is not a backdrop.
环境是一个模具
Environment is a mold.
把你扔在什么样的水里
Throw you into what kind of water?
你有可能长成什么样的鱼
What kind of fish could you become?
在大海里面游泳和在小山沟里面是不一样的
Swimming in the sea and hiking in the mountains are different
普通人的悲哀不是没钱
The sadness of ordinary people is not about money
而是待在一个根本不鼓励你成功的地方
Instead, stay in a place that doesn't encourage your success.
还指望自己能够出人头地。
I also hoped that I could make a name for myself.
最后给大家分享一个简单的判断标准。
Finally, I'd like to share a simple criterion for judgment.
第一
First,
凡是让你犹豫买不买的东西，不买。
Don't buy anything that makes you hesitate.
第二
Second,
凡是只带给你短暂快乐
Anything that only brings you temporary happiness.
不会留下长期价值的事情少做
You less things that don't create lasting value.
第三
Third,
凡是让你变得健康
Anything that makes you healthy.
变得清醒
Wake up.
变得有能力的事情优先做。
Prioritize tasks that require skills.
第四。
Third.
凡是让你越来越依赖别人评价的事情。
Anything that makes you increasingly dependent on others' opinions.
要警惕。
Be vigilant.
第五。
Finally.
凡是只为了钱不能积累能力的事情。
Anything done solely for money without accumulating skills.
赚到钱马上换。
As soon as I earn money, I immediately exchange it.
绝不做长期押注。
Never make long-term bets.
第六
Six.
凡是让你远离长期目标的人和事
Anything that distracts you from your long-term goals.
你通通放弃
You give up all the time.
最后归根结底
Ultimately, it all comes down to this.
一句话就是你今天做的所有决策的时候
The key is to make all your decisions today based on
问一下未来的你会不会感谢今天的自己高级的人生选择
I want to ask if my future self will thank me for the advanced life choices I made today
就是成就未来最好的
To achieve the best in the future.
不要被什么活在当下。
Don't be so caught up in the present.
什么随缘的态度毁掉。
But attitude of letting go destroys.
你可以更精彩的人生。
You can have a more fulfilling life.